The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. We are here live after that Big Brother Canada 6 eviction episode. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I am your host, Taryn Armstrong. And with me today, Melissa Denny, as always. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm good. That was a very exciting episode. Great episode. Terrible result.
Yes. And also, we managed to somehow pull Maddie out of the game. And we've got a Maddie with us. Maddie from Big Brother Canada 4. How you doing, Maddie?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Happy to have you here. Not necessarily happy to be talking about this particular outcome, but always happy to talk.
I had basically mentally prepared myself for this outcome because I was like, well, if Canada saves anybody, Erica's going home, like for sure. So I already knew this was going to happen. But when Allie was kind of questioning it, I was like, maybe we'll get Will going home and that would be very exciting. But no,
psych.
Yep.
Yes. Well, we are here live after the episode. You can join us on robaswebsite.com. We've got the chat room running. You can send me questions on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Send me your questions because I was too upset to write notes while watching this episode. So
send them.
Yes. Give me questions. Give me stuff to talk about. Big headline of the night. The twist is used. Erica is the new robbed goddess. Melissa, how do you feel about this? Melissa.
Oh, sorry. You like we're doing one of those freezy things. Ooh. And then it really quickly speeds up. Okay. So when she announced at the beginning that Canada was using it, I was like, oh my God, like it better be for Ryan. Cause then at least it's something different. Like we already knew Ryan was going home, Will was going to stay, but at least if Ryan got saved, then maybe something new would happen and it'd be a little exciting. So that's something I was like, all right, well, we already know that the best case scenario, which is that it doesn't get used, is completely out the window. So now next best scenario, which is that Ryan gets saved, at least in my opinion. And so then when Ryan got saved, that was very exciting. I was like, I was shaking alongside Kayla. She's like in there talking to Allie, like, what are we going to do? And then, you know, the writing was on the wall at that point. It was like, you know, we called it from the beginning. We had said this, that if it gets used, Erica's going home. And everyone's like, I don't know about that. Well, look, I do. Yeah, I know.
Yes. Maddie, how did you feel about this? Are you twist positive or twist negative?
I hate twists personally, but, I think it's really entertaining. So I kind of liked it and I'm kind of the same with Michelle. Like, I hope they do save Ryan if they're going to save anyone, because like, that's the only drama that we're going to get, or else it's just going to be like, so cookie cutter boring. Like, but the only thing I really hated was when Erica and Kayla were talking in the pantry and Kayla was like, I don't know what to do. Like, who do I put up? Like, who do I put up? And then as soon as she left, she was like, putting up Erica. I was like, okay, well, that was great.
Like, so, this is what's happening.
Totally. So I love Erica, so I'm biased.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just don't like Kayla. Sorry. Love you, girl, but not in the house.
Well, I think I mentioned this pre-show. I think the last time we saw a twist of this magnitude, we saw Mitch getting screwed, and you had front row seats to that.
Yeah. Like, I hope Kelsey doesn't watch this, but like, it sucks because Mitch was the best and Kelsey came back and then she just like took a shit on everything. And it was like, okay, well, thank you for ruining everyone's game and you aren't doing anything. Sick.
Yeah.
And, Erica doesn't even get to be in the jury.
Mm.
Yeah. What is that about? When is jury? Is there like five people in jury?
That's what it seems like.
7-person jury if they start next week. So.
Oh my God, that's so small.
Yeah. I mean, I prefer 7-person juries, but I do feel for Erica here. Not even making jury.
Oh yeah. And if there's a potential buyback or something, she's not doing that. And
because she's not in jury.
Which sucks.
Yes. I will be talking to Erica tomorrow. So
I'll go talk to Erica tomorrow.
Yes. So there we go. Obviously we knew that Kayla was planning this, if this was going to happen. And we did see some pushback from Allie. I mentioned this morning that Allie was thinking that she actually didn't want Erica to go. But it was too little too late at this point. She had already made the push the ball. It was already rolling.
Yeah.
So it seemed like she was not able to stop it. Maddie, do you think this was good for Allie that this happened? Or do you think that she messed up by letting this happen?
It's hard because Allie right now is in like this weirdly good position. Where like, I don't think anyone wants her out from like any direction. So I think that's really good. But I don't think that Erica would have ever put her up ever. Like it would have come down to like the last, whatever, how many where you have to. So I don't know. I think it's smart for Allie right now because she's like, man, if I do this, then Dayla's going to like owe me something because I like stuck to my word and said I was going to vote out Erica. But at the same time, it's like she would have won either way. So it doesn't really matter. I think she's in a good spot.
Yeah, I think she's in a good spot. And I think a lot of people, even if Erica was not really aiming to get them out right then and there, are in a better spot now that Erica's gone because they have a much better chance at winning competitions now. I mean, with Erica in the house, it was like she was going to win every
Her and Johnny.
It was just going to go back and forth. Possibly we throw in a Kayla, possibly we throw in an Olivia. But most of the time, they'd be winning and they'd be really hard to get out. So now it opens up the field for more people to win.
It's funny because I think a lot of the people that voted to keep Ryan thought they were doing it to spite Kayla. But this was a coup de grace for Kayla. This was amazing for Kayla because Erica going out of it, really Kayla is the one person that benefits by far the most. And she's now sitting
because she lost her biggest competition.
Exactly. And she's now sitting in between two groups of people that want to work with her in Allie and Liv and Paris and Maddie, where they both want to work with Dayla. They don't want to work with each other. So Dayla has become the center of power in the house. Canada trying to stick it to them.
I think Dayla's going to be in the middle for like a hot minute. Like I think like for the next like maybe week, they're going to be like, yeah, like everyone wants to work with Dayla. Everyone wants to work with Dayla, but it's going to get super old, super fast. People are going to get really annoyed of her. And like Derek doesn't speak ever. So like who fucking cares about Derek? But like Paris is going to realize that she's like, this is a waste of my time. Ryan already doesn't like them. Like Johnny already wants them out because they voted out. Like, I don't know. It's going to be short-lived there.
Yeah, I think that this is good for Kayla in the short run, but maybe bad for her in the long run in that now she's like the biggest threat in the house at this point. Because I don't think a lot of people recognize Johnny as that much of a threat, even though really he's a bigger threat than Kayla. They recognize now Kayla is the big threat and she has this on her resume, getting Erica out. Like, this is like unprecedented. This is crazy for her. So like, I don't know if it's good for her in the long run.
If I were a jury member and Kayla was up there final two with whatever Derek, I hope that never happens. God forbid. But if that were to happen and she was like, well, I got out Erica, I'd be like, the twist got out Erica.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing is like, you didn't like take the head and just like rip it off by putting her up on the block. You kind of just like, were like, panic. Oh, this is the only chance I can get her out. I'm going to get her out. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you really went through that whole week of like getting a target on your back by getting her out. Instead, you just got it handed to you on a silver plate.
I think it's how people perceive it. Like, it just depends how they decide to end up perceiving it. Cause it's like, it's possible that they could see it as just, oh, you know, Canada did this, you didn't do it. But it's also possible that it's like, yeah, well, you took the shot. You could have put someone else up there and you took the shot. You were the one who was HOH and, you know, so it's hard to say.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's also possible that people perceive this as because why wouldn't you perceive it this way if you're in the house, as Canada essentially giving Kayla an assist to back? Because obviously, if they're in the house from their perspective, the audience knew that Erica would leave if anyone was pulled off of the block. So why would they vote to save anyone unless they wanted to assist Kayla in taking totally. Erica out of the house? Obviously, they don't know that it was mostly due to the way it was edited. So I think from their perspective, this twist really, even like, they'll probably think like, oh, it wasn't even to do with Ryan. It was probably to do with Kayla. Yeah. And they were trying to help Kayla out, which I do think gives her a little bit of extra credit and gravitas in the house. Like, oh, Canada likes me. They wanted to assist me in my doings. And they helped me get Erica out. And that can go one of two ways. It can go, as you were saying, Maddie, where it's like, if there are enough knowledgeable players that understand like twists are random and because a twist helped you, that's actually probably a bad thing for your, you know,
what it says resume. About
your game player. Or it's people who are like, you plus a good thing happened equals you must have done it. Must be a good player. So you never know, Melissa, you never know.
It's also funny because I think a lot of people voted for Ryan to kind of stick it to Kayla. And now she's actually in a much better position now than if she had just gotten Ryan out and that's the end of that and, you know, whatever.
But would you be saying this if Derek didn't win HOH?
Well,
like if Johnny won HOH, like would we all be sitting here being like, yeah, like I know that's good for her. Like she'd probably be on the block 100%. And then who's going to save her?
Well, you know, I think depending on who wins HOH, it'll definitely be interesting to see how the house dynamic forms following the HOH competition. I think that let's talk about Johnny's position, because Johnny was in a precarious spot here. A lot of people were talking about potentially targeting Johnny next week, where, you know, they were thinking that Erica was going to be in the house. So they were saying Erica plus Johnny, they are a very powerful duo. But now that Erica's gone, do we think that Johnny remains such a big target, such a big threat in this house? Or do we think that he potentially has the ability to sneak back under the radar? Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I think he could totally benefit from this because, you know, before it was like Johnny and Erica were trading off competitions and they were seen as a kind of a power couple, especially because they just became an official power couple, really, with their like alliance that they formed. And now that he's alone, I think it'll be a lot. Dayla is going to look way bigger of a threat than just little Johnny by himself, you know, even if he wins a competition.
He's a free agent.
He's just by himself at this point. And he's been really good about making it look like he doesn't really have strong allies and that he's just kind of floating around working with everyone. And he's this nice guy or whatever. And the one person who was kind of ruining that was Erica, because they were starting to be seen together. And now that she's gone, he's by himself. So I think that I think this is going to benefit him in the long run, even though in the short term, it would have been nice to have somebody in Erica there to win the competitions for HOH and be that, you know, shield for him. But I think that he hopefully will be able to blend into the background. Although we saw as she was walking out the door that he and Kayla kind of got in a little thing. So I don't know what the fallout from that's going to be.
Yeah, it's a tough spot because he can be a valuable piece in the game now. Obviously, he is now alone. He is no longer attached to somebody else. So if somebody wanted to pick him up and use him, somebody like Paris, I think, could use him pretty easily. He needs to find a new home, right? Because not only did he lose Erica, but he also very clearly lost Allie and Liv, who stabbed him in the back, right? So you just had Dayla go after him. Allie and Liv just stabbed him in the back. If I'm Paris, I'm thinking, I want Johnny in this game. He is a wonderful shield and weapon to be used against all of my enemies. So I think that that Paris would want Johnny in the game, but it's hard to imagine Allie, Liv, or Dayla wanting to keep him at this point, thinking he is this this rogue element that is still pinned against us. What do you think, Maddie?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so hard because if I were Paris, I'd probably want the same thing. Like, I would want someone, I'd want a shield so that people look at him before they look at me. So that, yeah. So I like completely agree. But at the same time, I'm like, if he stays a free agent and I were Kayla or Dayla, like if I was Dayla, I'd want Johnny now. I'd want to be like, dude, like, I know you won veto, but I could have pick, like put you up, but like even Dayla, they could use a shield right now. Even if they
shield.
You know, so it's hard. Johnny can be used anywhere.
Yes, I did. I got a question on Twitter during the episode that was saying, "What, like, where did Johnny go wrong? Where, or where, even where did Erica go wrong this week? Like, what happened here?" And I said, "So basically, where Johnny went wrong is he didn't let himself be tricked into using the veto, which would have allowed his closest ally to be blindsided. And then because she wasn't blindsided, she didn't get to have an underdog edit. So she wasn't able to be saved by Canada. So she ended up getting screwed by Canada and she went home." That's just dumb, Johnny. Why wouldn't you get tricked? Why wouldn't you allow yourself to be tricked? It's so simple. If you want to win Big Brother Canada, if you want to get the powers used on you, you need to be almost like, you need to have one foot out the door. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, definitely. I honestly, like, that's the thing is, he didn't go wrong. Like, Erica didn't go wrong. I mean, if there was no twist this week, the week would have played out perfectly for them because Will would have stayed. Ryan would have gone. There would have been no problem. It's just because of this twist. And I know, okay, that people say like, well, you know, if you're a good player, you can play around these twists and it won't matter. It won't affect you. I don't believe that at all.
Someone who was in there.
I don't believe it at all. There's no way. Okay, I get like, yeah, generally, you should be able to be in a good spot at all times. But sorry, if that's the case, then everyone's going to play a boring, dumb game and everybody's going to be sitting there trying to be like the least seen as a target and doing nothing. And that's not, I don't like that. I don't like that we're sitting there saying that people should be doing that. And you know, I think that Erica had a great social game and she's not getting evicted because she wasn't playing well or playing right. She was winning when she needed to win. Even when she didn't need to win, she won. I mean, I guess that's what her one downfall is, that she was winning too much. But, you know, like she had a good social game. People liked her, but they saw her as a threat. And so what, you're saying that someone shouldn't be seen as a threat the entire time they're playing the game and that's the best way to play? Like, I'm sorry, I don't buy it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, people are saying, there are some people saying, some people who are very, very results oriented are saying, oh, well, Erica should have been able to save herself. Or, oh, this is where Erica went wrong because, you know, she was too big of a comp threat, so on and so forth. Like, no, Erica went wrong because of the timing of when this happened. Like, this happened literally to be the 1 week where Erica was in trouble. And it took some really weird circumstances for that to happen in the first place. Mm-hmm. Where Johnny wasn't even available to be nominated. But there is not a single person in this house that couldn't have gone home from this exact twist if it had happened on a different week. Not a single person has been completely immune from like three or four notches down on the target list in any particular week. There's not a single person that has been able to be completely immune from that all season long. So it was really just a matter of when did this twist land, which is random, which means no, there was nothing that she could have done other than be luckier to have it not be land on this week and have it. If it had landed on the previous week, she would have been HOH. She would have been fine.
Yeah, it wouldn't have even affected her. That's the thing, is like, they just choose arbitrarily when these twists are going to happen and who's going to be HOH during these twists. And that's what matters. That's like, it's nothing that you can do to prevent it.
And I really feel like nothing like exemplifies this point more than the fact that if Johnny had mistakenly used the veto and Erica had been blindsided and backdoored, that would have saved her. That would have been the thing that prevented Erica from going home this week.
Just crazy.
Exactly. I think that tells you a lot about how to game the twists. And I think this also tells a lot, because I don't think anybody at the start of this week would have guessed that Canada would vote to save, if they had the option of saving anyone, that they would vote to save Ryan over Will and to screw over Erica, who I think were the two of the most popular players in the house. Like, would you have guessed that, Maddie?
Oh, of course not. Like, literally everyone loves Will. Like, just because he has like a cute little baby. I love Will because he has a cute little baby. And he's super nice. Same with Erica. I haven't met a single fan who doesn't like Erica. Like, everyone likes her. She was a great social player. She was a great game player. That's why she left, because she was so good at the game. Just, they couldn't have her anymore. I would have gotten her out too. Even though I love her.
Ryan has been portrayed like total garbage throughout this whole season until literally
one episode
week. It's insane to me how all of a sudden he gets this like hey guys, thanks for listening to me edit. Like, are you serious? Like, just because it's the week of a twist. There's no way he would have this edit if this twist wasn't here. And they like barely covered Will. Like, all it was, wow, Will moved beds. He's betraying us. Like, that's really his edit. It's crazy.
Yeah, and the idea that, oh, Erica might be the replacement, they had like one line like, oh, maybe I'd nominate Erica, but let's forget about that. Don't think about that, Canada. I said this on Monday night. I talked to Bruno and Rob, and Bruno and Rob were telling me, no, it's definitely there. Canada's going to save Will. There's nothing that can be done about it, Taryn. Canada's going to save Will. He just got that wonderful phone call. It's a done deal. And I was saying, I think production is going to choose who this gets used on based on how they edit the episode. And I think there can be no greater proof that out of nowhere, like 5 minutes into the episode, I was like, oh my God, is Ryan about to get saved by Canada?
Well, this is happening.
they decided they wanted Ryan in the house for whatever reason, or they were just like, I think this is more likely. I think that they just were like, hey, this is the footage we've got. We can build up this dramatic story and then pretend that this is going to cause chaos, and like, it's going to make for some drama. And so let's build it up. Let's make it happen. And let's do it. It's the short term over the long term.
Classic production.
And I think it does make for some drama too. Cause I think that, the twist doesn't get used. Well, then Ryan goes home. There's no drama. The twist gets used on Will. Well, Ryan goes home. No drama. Like, so the only way they were going to get anything out of this twist being used this week is to have it be used on Ryan. And that's what they did. And it happened. So,
yeah, the season's been so boring. They needed something to be exciting. Like, they needed it.
I'm seeing in the chat, Noah says they released the voting percentages. 51% saved Ryan, 36% saved Will, only 12% voted to not use the save. Wow.
RHAP has a really big influence, guys. Like, I don't know if you know this.
Remember when people were complaining about how we were being arrogant about the fact that we were complaining about other people influencing things when we had so much influence getting cursed into the house?
Yeah, it's like, okay, we clearly have no influence at all.
Which is weird. Because I feel like the online fan base with Big Brother OTT was very representative of the votes that we saw for Big Brother OTT. And I feel like it's a similar sized audience. There's only like a million people that watch Big Brother Canada, or at least that's the ratings. For whatever reason, it's just, we got a lot of TV, not to say that there aren't online people that voted to save Ryan or Will. I don't want to say that, but obviously, the poll that I put up, all the polls that I've seen on the internet, even on Twitter, the poll that Big Brother Canada themselves put up, the overwhelming majority on the internet was to not use the save. And when I say internet, I don't include Facebook.
Yeah, no.
That's a whole other breed of people.
but on Reddit too. Everyone I was seeing was like, don't use it. And then I saw a few Ryans, but not that many. It was mostly don't use it. And so this all must be coming from people who are not contributing to the online fan base, or like at least a good portion of it.
Yeah. And what's interesting is that you'd have to assume that the feed people, the people that are on Twitter and on Reddit, they're more likely to vote multiple times if multiple votes count, which not necessarily true, which honestly might be the explanation. But if it is true that you can vote multiple times and it counts, then that 12% in itself is inflated by like 10 times.
It really is.
I had somebody who was talking about how they voted like over 2000 times no. And 12%.
Get a lie.
That's them. That's that for one person. The 12%. No one else voted.
Yes. So, not only do I think the people who watch the feeds and talk about the show online have very little influence, but I think even when you think about the TV watchers, they have very little influence either, because like we said, I don't think they would have voted to save Ryan until that Wednesday episode. It's really just the producers decide what happens. If this a fan vote is just a way of saying what the producers want to happen. I think this is the most obvious example of that I think we've ever seen in the history of Big Brother.
Yeah, that the edit was just blatantly pandering. And it's just... Well, you know, it made for an exciting episode. So we'll just have to see what happens now. Because I don't really know what's going to happen now. I'm very excited to see what the new dynamic is.
Well, we did get some drama. So let's milk the drama that we did get while we still have some. Kayla, obviously, Erica. Well, now that's one benefit. I'm never going to have to mix up Kayla and Erica anymore. Erica,
you still might.
Erica, obviously very upset by what happens. She's she's saying like F you to Kayla on the way out the door. Like, it's no your ass is grass, but it's pretty pissed. Right, Maddie?
Yeah, dude, that was so perfect. I was like, you go, girl.
Yes, very, very upset. She doesn't want to hear it. She does manage to compose herself before sitting with Arissa, which I do think is kind of one of the downsides of the exit interviews on Canada, is that like it's actually like a few minutes before she sits down with Arissa, whereas in the Big Brother house, they're like in the US, they walk out the door and they're already talking to Julie.
Emotions are like up here.
Yes, right. But then she had like at least a couple minutes to like calm down and talk to Arissa. Basically just being like, I hate Kayla. She's the worst. She sucks at this game. I hate that I'm out and she's in.
I also think that they're going to think, I think that one of the most interesting things was when she like turned to the audience and was like, and we all love Ryan or something like that. She said like some comment like that, like thinking they were going to like cheer because like now everyone thinks that Canada loves Ryan and no one like did anything. Everyone just like sat there and I was like, oh boy, like this is very telling. The people in the house are going to be like, whoa, Ryan's a fan fave. Everyone loves him. Like it's going to be bad.
I'm very curious to see what the Facebook audience thinks about the result of their twist, because they obviously didn't know that this was going to be the result. I have to imagine that in the next episode, Big Brother Canada is going to do everything they can to sort of throw Erica under the bus. Like any bad moment of hers that they can show, the better, so that people are not as angry that this happened. I think they already prepared for that with the last few episodes. But I still think I did see still a lot of people very surprised that this happened and like, oh no, what have I done? So it'll be interesting to see what the response is from this.
Yeah, well, we told everybody that this was going to happen. We said it a billion times that Erica's going to go, and people were questioning us and saying like, well, is she though? Like, I don't know. I think they'd nominate someone else. Like, and it's like, no.
Who would they nominate?
Yeah, who else? This is the perfect opportunity to get rid of a huge target like Erica.
Well, see, I'm starting to feel like this is like my American Ninja Warrior podcast. Like I'm just talking to like three people right now, like that account for 12% of the vote. Clearly, when we told everybody, we told like 6% of Canada viewers. So not a whole lot, I guess. So we also saw Johnny get into it with Kayla, where Kayla was saying she was coming after me. What did you want me to do? You told me you wanted Will to stay in the house. And Johnny was like, I did want Will to stay in the house. I wanted Will and Kayla Erica to stay in the house. If you were told that Kayla, that Erica is coming after you.
Oh my God.
I'm so bad at this.
You really are.
If you were told that Erica is coming after you, you were misinformed. And then we get a look from Kayla that's like,
very accurate.
Yeah. What did you think of this, Maddie?
I think Kayla needs to shut up. Like, stop talking and trying to defend yourself. Like, you already got what you wanted. Just sit down, look nice. And just be like, sorry, bro, you know, like you're not Johnny's best friend. You don't need to like cover up the reason that you put her up there. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to be like, you just be like, okay, well, like, sorry, like next time, like, you know, like just shh. I feel like annoying everyone.
Kayla should have probably just been like, look, she's a huge threat. She's a huge competition threat. We know how good she is. Like, I just had to do it. I had to take the shot. And then just like, that's enough. Yeah. Instead of getting everyone all fired up. But at the same time, she did kind of make Johnny look bad in terms of getting Johnny to maybe say that he wasn't going to save Will and that he wanted would prefer Erica to stay over Will. I mean, he voted for Erica to stay instead of Will. So it shows that he valued Erica more than Will. And so
I don't think that Will will be like, wow, Johnny, you voted Erica. Like, I think feel like Will will be like, yeah, man, no worries. Like, understand. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I feel like Will won't care, but
and
still.
Johnny covered it up so well. He was like, and then he was like, okay. and then they kind of just like stopped talking about it. So, I mean,
if Will was like a normal player, he'd be like really pissed and be like upset about it and be like, wow, one of my closest allies voted to keep someone else over me. That's very telling. But Will's Will, and he's just going to be like, yeah, no, whatever, man, no worries. And it's going to be just, it won't even matter.
Once you're in the house, like, no matter how many close allies you have, if I had like both of them on the block, like either one of them easily would have understood. Like, I understand you got to do what you got to do, you know?
Yeah. I don't think there's a reason for Will to be upset with Johnny.
Not even a single chance. And he won't.
And something that we discussed that happened on the feeds this week was that Johnny, Will, and Erica made a final three just yesterday together.
Sick.
So I think that that Will kind of understands, like, okay, well, maybe you wanted to keep Erica in this game over me. He might even understand that because Erica's better at competitions than Will. Like, Erica's more of an asset. Now that Erica's gone, I'm your number one, right? Like, sure, you chose Erica over me, but she's not in the house anymore. So
adios.
Now I'm your number one. Now you're going to be loyal to me and you're going to vote for me over anyone else. I don't think Will is going to be upset about this, Melissa.
And Will probably knew that Erica was getting voted out regardless.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, eh, well.
Yes. So we see the big Johnny blow up and we see Erica leave the house. It'll be interesting to talk to Erica tomorrow.
Tell her that I love her.
Yeah, I will. I'll tell her. She's probably feeling pretty rough right now. I know I saw her girlfriend tweeting. Yeah. it's rough stuff. I saw Bruno sympathizing. This twist, it's even causing domestic strife with Kevin and Peely. Kevin obviously campaigned to save Ryan and he was like, oh, Ryan's safe. Reply if you're frustrated. And Peely was like, I'm frustrated, Kevin.
Yeah.
I love Peely. All right. What else did we see in this episode? Was there we saw the task with the salad making and Liv and all of that. Anything you found interesting there, Maddie?
I don't know. Like, the show is so boring, other than like when exciting things happen, like a twist. And that's horrible. I'm sorry, your brother, but it's just like lit. Like, there's so many floaters. I just don't even know like who to root for. You know what I mean? Like, I'm someone that's like, I root for big players like Johnny and Erica. But like, if these people have watched Big Brother before, like who are in the house, like they know that like the winner has nothing to do with how many competitions you want. It's who's liked the most. Like, that's literally what Big Brother's coming down to, is like, who's liked the most. That's who wins. You know what I mean? It's not even like, yeah, your resume is huge. You did this and got this person out and won this many competitions. It's like those people don't even make it to the end. So.
Which is very frustrating to see. I'd much prefer those people to make it to the end and win based off of what they're doing. But, you know, lately it has been trending the other way. But I will say that I have been loving the season because I don't have anyone specific to root for. I feel like I'm rooting for a lot of different people for various reasons.
True.
Whereas normally it's like, okay, there's like one or two people that I really like and everybody else I like hate and can't wait to get them out. And then my people leave and I'm stuck with these people. So I have been really enjoying it. Like, I know you're not a big Kayla fan, but I'm a huge Kayla fan. And like, I'm able to appreciate Paris's game and I'm able to appreciate Johnny's game. And I feel like there's a lot of benefits, or there's a lot of good things about a lot of their games. Whereas like some of them, they might be making mistakes and stuff like that, but they are at least trying and they are at least having some good strategy. Like, I mean, even Liv, like, I was like, what is she even doing? She's doing nothing. And now I'm like, okay,
that's her strategy.
I get it. And she's doing a great job. And I think that she's really impressing me with what she's doing. And I, you know, I'm very impressed. Although I will say that for this task, she should have dumped some salad in her hair or some tomato juice or something and then been like, oh, I have to shower. Like, I need to get this out. You know, that's a simple way to make people not think that you're like just leaving. But whatever. It's funny to have her just get up and leave. But at the same time, like, if she was smart about being a saboteur, she would just like accidentally.
But she's not smart.
And she is not smart about being a saboteur.
I love her, though.
Like lying down and then waiting for Paris to come and wake you up. And then immediately following Paris back down was kind of cheating on the nap one.
Oh,
like,
of course.
You're supposed to be like, no, I'm taking a nap. Go back down. I'm going to stay up here and take a nap.
And so she was like, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, I'm up.
Big Brother's like, we love you, and so does Canada. So sure.
Yes. So let's talk about Paris, because I do feel like Paris probably benefited the most out of anyone from tonight, where not only did she. Not only was she the person who put Ryan up and was about to like basically be the reason Ryan went home, but she had convinced Ryan that she wasn't, and she blamed it all on Maddie. Not this Maddie, but the Maddie in the house. And Ryan was feeling very good with Paris. So even though Paris was the cause of Ryan's demise, when Ryan is saved, he has no idea. He blames Maddie. So Ryan is good with Paris. Obviously, like I said, Johnny has no reason to be upset with Paris right now. He's got bigger targets. He's got bigger fish to fry. Dayla still trusts Paris. I think Paris now, especially with Erica out of the house, she has basically got connections with every single person in the house. The people she has the least amount of connections to are Allie and Liv, who, Liv has won one competition, but Allie certainly isn't winning anything anytime soon. And even if they did, they have bigger targets as well. People like Will, Maddie, and even Johnny. So I really feel like Paris, who was at one point in time, early on in the game, one of the front runners, and then really just lost her way for a little while, has suddenly risen to power once again. Good for Paris, I guess.
You know who else benefited from tonight? This girl, because Ryan is in my draft and he is still here to live another day, and your draft person went home. So you know what? I think I benefited the most from tonight.
Who's the worst person on my draft? Because I'm going to predict right now that they're going to win.
Well, who do you have left? You have Derek.
Derek. Oh my God. I've got Derek, Maddie, and Johnny. So, congrats Derek or Maddie for winning Big Brother Canada 6.
They really are. Yeah. That's honestly, who the winner is.
If Maddie can get through the next like two evictions, like she is easily a second place.
She could win.
No, yeah. I don't know if she could win, but like she could definitely go to final two.
So she's going to win because she's just on Taryn's draft and Taryn always wins. But I will say that Liv is going to be fourth place, because one person from my draft always ends up in fourth place and she's in my draft. And I see her, that seems more like her than like Kayla or Ryan.
Like I want to say, like I want so bad to be like, I think Paris is going to win. But I don't know if she's going to make it there, because someone's going to see that she's eliminating everyone in her alliance and they're going to be like, oh, you're not loyal. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
How do you feel having another Maddie in the house? Are you rooting for her?
I do love her. I'm really confused at why she's a target. I don't watch Life Feed, so maybe I'm just like missing that puzzle piece, but I'm so confused at why she's always on the block. I don't understand.
It's a reasonable confusion, I think.
I think I'm confused as well, and I'm watching the live feed.
Like,
so you're not alone.
She can't win anything. She cries all the time. Like, why is she? I'm just so. It's like, it's kind of like a Karen thing. Like, what? Like, it's such an easy person to bring to final two. She's done literally nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would win against her,
Nobody likes her. Nobody trusts her. So I don't see why anybody is like, yeah, but this girl, we got to get her out.
Because,
like, you know, she's not allied with anybody. She's not in a position of power ever.
Yeah. And I feel like she's always confused with her emotions. She's either, like, really sassy or she's like fucking drowning in tears. And like that was sort of my life in the house. So like, definitely
I can't figure her out. Like I really can't either. With like her DR versus like what's actually happening in the house. It's like totally different.
I know. And I feel like you miss, like she'll go from like a conversation and then like, it'll be a whole episode and then she'll go to the DR at the end and you're like, what happened for you to be like, I'm confused. Yeah. Love her though.
So there's no competition to be the best Big Brother Canada Maddie?
Yeah, no, I think she's super cute and I honestly cannot wait to meet her, so.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, usually we're counting jury votes by now, but still the jury hasn't started. Not that it matters anymore, likely, because I don't think Johnny's necessarily long for this game. But but man, two people in a row who went home who would have voted for Johnny in the final two are not going to be in jury.
Not good for Johnny.
All right. Well, let's unless you guys have anything else from the episode that you want to talk about, let's talk about these the live feeds, the spoilers. We know the spoilers.
We do.
All right. Let's do it. All right. Spoilers, everyone. If you don't want the spoilers, get out now. Leave. Get out of here. But, we don't want.
Don't go on Twitter if you don't want spoilers. Someone just tweeted at me. He was like, "Wow, I can't believe you put out a spoiler." I was like, "Wow, I can't believe you're not on Twitter that early." Get with the program.
Yeah, yes. I was very happy that people didn't spoil me today because usually people will tweet at me and be like, "Oh my God, are you mad about blah, blah, blah?" Or like, "Oh man, I can't wait to hear you rant about blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, "Oh, great. I now know what's going on." And so I'm very happy to everybody that they didn't tweet at me any spoilers. So I was completely unspoiled going into the episode. Very nice.
Yes, I tried, but I did get people saying, "Oh, Taryn must be so pissed right now." I was like, "Well, only one reason I'd be pissed."
You're like, "Great, thanks, guys. You're not like being coy about it. Like, I know what happened now."
Yeah, but at the same time, like the second Arissa said at the start of the show,
she did say it right away.
All right, well, then I know Erica's gone. So it didn't really matter anyway. Because like normally, like what I said to Brent the other day was, I don't like to know the spoilers if it's potentially something really bad, because then I hear the spoilers and I'm like, "Oh, now I have to watch this whole episode knowing what's going to happen." But they did that to me anyway. Even if I didn't know the spoilers, I would have been annoyed.
I was surprised she gave it away so early.
Me too.
I mean, there was still like the who's it going to be used on, but like I'm surprised she just like straight out the gate was like, "Oh yeah, it's used."
Okay.
They're just rubbing it in our face. All the people who are like, "Twists suck. Nobody wants twists." She's like, "Eat it, 12%, bitch.
You love it. 12%. You love twists."
All right. Well, let's talk about these spoilers. We do have an HOH winner, and that HOH winner is none other than Derek of De La. So looking like
now he has to do something.
Literally, that's the only thing I'm excited about. But he's gonna do exactly what Kayla tells him to do. This is such a Jared and Kelsey moment. I hate it.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that we're gonna get Ryan on the block again, and probably Johnny. And that's, I imagine that's the nominations, and we're going to see another week of Ryan on the block.
I think we might get a Johnny and Will.
It's possible.
I think we might, because I've heard Derek say it. I've heard Derek say that, like, that's who I would put on the block. Really? And, you know, so I
actually say it like tonight, say it, or before tonight?
Before.
You're right. He didn't say it tonight. So, like, it could be everything to Kayla, could be like totally different. But he did say that. And so that's the possibility that maybe Ryan can get to Dayla and just say, "Look, I'm not mad at you. No hard feelings. Like, there was a lot of whatever." And then they won't put him up and they'll be like, "It's not worth it." Maybe they don't want to upset Canada at this point.
It's true.
It's totally possible. They were like, "Well, Canada didn't say Will." They were totally fine with Will going home. So maybe it's Will and Johnny on the block. And then Johnny went like veto and Will goes home.
I did forget. I mentioned before, like, the effect that it has when Canada votes to save you, it influences how people see you. It makes people feel like, they've all been looking down on Ryan, like he is condescending, he's annoying, but Canada just saved him over the father who just had an emotional phone call. They must be thinking like, "Oh, well, there must be something about Ryan that we're missing. Like, we can't treat him the same way that we were before."
Yeah,
right.
So
I guess. They're going to say Canada wants Will or wants Ryan to stay. And Canada's totally willing to let Will go. So maybe there's something wrong with Will that we don't know about. Maybe there's something right with Ryan. I don't really see them being like, all right, well, now do over. Let's get Ryan out again. Like, I don't see that happening this week, at least. At least yes. I hope.
So I'm trying to piece together some things as we've been talking. The feeds have been on. It sounds like Johnny has denied his vote to evict Will. He's not owning up to the vote.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
literally so dumb.
Not sure the line of reasoning there.
Does it say who he's denying it to?
I'm not sure. Seeing that he said that it wasn't him. I don't know who he said it to.
That's such a Veronica thing.
I don't know.
Well, at least it wasn't premeditated, but
But this strategy of lying about votes really
is so
work.
Dumb.
Because it is the easiest thing to be like, I definitely voted for this person, and then everyone corroborates that you voted for it. It just it's not good.
Like even in my season when Dallas was like, I don't know, man. It's like, dude, you're fucked. And he got to help the next week. Like, you might as well just own up to it.
Yeah. Especially because we were all just saying that Will's not going to be mad. We were all just saying like, it'll be okay. Well, he'll figure it out. But now, not good.
Now he's going to be even more mad when he finds out you're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I said this morning that I felt like if Erica went home, that Johnny did have some outs because there have been lies told about him. And this is an opportunity for him to get to the bottom of those lies and get the story straight and everything like that. But if he's lying about his vote and he's yelling at people because they shouldn't have done the thing that they did, then I think it's going to be tough for him. Obviously I still think that, if he like wins the veto or if he manages to keep himself safe this week, he still has life in this game. He still has connections. He still has, he's still the guy that was doing so well before, but, not looking good for Johnny. And if we're going to predict who's going home this week, I think it's pretty clear that, Johnny looking like he's on the way out here.
If he doesn't go home, I will actually lol. And be like, wow, these people are stupid.
Yeah, I really hope Johnny doesn't go because was really exciting. I feel like every time this happens, I'm like very excited to see like two sides go to war. And I was very excited to see Johnny and Erica versus Dayla. And then like with the other people in the middle, like who knows what they're going to do. But I felt like those were the two power people, the two power sides. And now, okay, Erica goes out. But I still felt that Johnny had the chops to, you know, do it on his own. Because I felt like he was doing it on his own for a while now. So I felt like he was able to do it. And now I really hope he doesn't just like back to back go right out. That would just be really sad.
If he can go to Dayla and be like, okay, like, I'm sorry about this blowout. Like, obviously my emotions are super high. There goes my best friend. Like, can we just maybe realize like I'm a free agent? Like, hello, like I win competitions, you don't. Like, you could use me right now. If he like showed everyone that he is a target, if he told Dayla like, look, I'm the next winner in the house, like you can use me to protect you, and then they were like, okay, I agree, then he has a real chance.
I think that he just needs to I know that like right now it's probably like, okay, everybody's emotions are high, but like, he's got to take a step back and be like, this is not the way to do it. I need to rethink this right now. Oh boy.
Yeah, I don't see a situation where Johnny stays this week unless he wins the veto. Based on, you know, we could have predicted that if Derek won the HOH, that was like worst case scenario for him regardless. You know, obviously he had some good outs to win the HOH or have other people win the HOH who wouldn't have gone after him. I guess there's a possibility that Allie and Liv might decide they would prefer Maddie to go over Johnny. But given the huge blow up that happened, they obviously Johnny now knows that they've stabbed him in the back. So I don't think they have that option anymore anyway. So never mind. I just talked myself out of that.
Great.
I think we're seeing Johnny leave unless he wins the veto this week. I think that's probably the right move for Derek, I think. I think that's what we've got this week.
The thing is Derek would do so well without Kayla. like if they weren't anything and Derek, because Derek never speaks, he doesn't do anything at all. He literally just sits around and like fucking braids his hair. Like if they just, if he did that without Kayla, like he would actually be in a position like Olivia. Yeah, like no one would even look at him.
I could totally see a point where they try and target the two of them, but Kayla is their main target.
Exactly.
And then Kayla or something. And then Derek goes out the door just because he's associated with Kayla. Whereas if he was by himself, I don't think people would even care to try and get him out. They'd be like, there's no point. Like, what's he going to do?
Exactly. Well,
I do think that Derek's stock in this game has risen quite a bit this week, because he just managed, because Kayla, because Erica is now out of the house, Him and Kayla are in a much better spot. I think that they can survive at least 1 week after this HOH.
I agree.
Just based on the fact that they are in between Allie Liv and Paris Maddie, which means if Allie Liv, Paris Maddie take a shot at each other, they will survive at least another week. And then I think he's got obviously the probable buffer where Kayla almost always goes home and ahead of him. And as long as she doesn't win veto, at which point Derek's not really a huge threat in the game, but he's still very good socially. And now he's taken out Johnny, one of the biggest threats in the game. He's got some stuff to put on his resume.
True. I agree.
I'm looking at Derek as a more likely winner candidate than ever before.
That's if Johnny goes home.
That's true. Yeah. If Johnny stays, we could see some competition here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. All right. So let me get some questions from you guys about the week. Get your thoughts on what our thoughts could be for this week in Big Brother. I think this is a question from Dominic. If you have a big eviction night twist and feeds come up immediately and get boring after, does production get it that twists suck? No,
they will never get it.
It is the worst.
They will never get it. They love twists.
And also they don't care about the feeds. They care that they got 2 minutes of exciting television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, to be fair, it was exciting. But I did not like the result, and I still don't like twists.
Yeah.
Roy on Twitter asks, do you think it was better for Kayla to have Erica go, or would it have been better for her to have Ryan leave? I think having Erica go is definitely much better for her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. The Canada basically, again, I think inadvertently corrected the mistake that she made and would have made.
Yeah, seriously, it was a mistake for her to try and target Ryan. That was just pointless. And now it's like, okay, cool. Literally. We'll help you out, Kayla. We'll get out one of your biggest targets. Great.
Question from Noah. Do we need to buy you guys stress relief balls?
Yes, Melissa. Please. Yes, please. I was like, nah, I'm good.
The show doesn't give me any stress. I've been in there. That's what gives me stress.
Yeah I believe it.
Do you still have nightmares?
No, but every day I wake up and I'm like, fuck, I should have done this. It's actually the funniest thing is like, I said this on my last Google Hangout, but it's like so funny talking about my brother when I was on the show and I was like the worst player ever. Why am I talking about this show?
Oh man.
Look, everybody has a right to talk about Big Brother. I haven't even played and I talk like I'm an expert.
Yeah, but you like actually watch the episodes.
Noah asks, will Maddie appear on the Taran show? I don't think Maddie knows what the Taran show is.
No.
I interview people from Big Brother. You'd be great. Gabe asks, does Johnny have any other moves he could make socially to keep himself off the block? What would you do? What do you think, Melissa? What would you do if you were in Johnny's spot here?
I'd play nice at this point.
Me too.
Like before nominations, I'd play really nice and just say like, look, I get why you did what you did. She was a big threat. No hard feelings. It's all game. Don't worry about it. And I just try and be social and friendly and nice and try and maybe get in with Kayla and Derek a little bit. And, you know, just try and play the social game until nominations. And then once nominations come out, then you can like maneuver around that and figure out what you're going to do there. But right now he needs to drop the high emotionality of this and just be very low key. Just look, I get it. Good game move. It totally makes sense to me. And that's go from there.
Yeah, I agree. I think that I think the only move Johnny has now is like the you'd better hope that you're Dan Gheesling. That's the move. You'd better hope Johnny's that you're funeral. Able to figure out the entire house dynamic, understand that he needs. There are 9 people in the house, so he needs 4 votes to stay, unless he also has Derek to break the tie in his favor. So he would need Maddie, Will, Ryan, and Paris. He'd need all of them to vote to keep him. If Will's going to be on the block, that's not going to happen. it's really hard. It's really hard. It's because even if he figures out the house dynamics, it is actually in Derek's best interest to take Johnny out of the house, no matter what Johnny says. So he would need to figure out the house dynamics, then figure out a way to trick Derek and Kayla into not realizing that it's in their best interest to evict him and trick them into doing something else, which, again, that's we're getting into Dan Gheesling territory
there. Yeah, so much harder said than
basically
done.
Win veto.
Yes. If I was Johnny, I would win the veto. That is right. What I would do.
Wow, perfect.
We're flawless brilliant. Strategy. Yeah, this is why we're qualified to talk about Big Brother. We know the true strategy.
We're the best. We're the best.
Roy in the chat asks, what do you think about the 7-person jury? I love it. I love 7-person juries. I feel like they are, they tend to, for whatever reason, be a little bit less bitter, I think. I think 7-person juries have tended to make the more rational decision, I might say. That's how I might describe it. So I do like 7-person juries. Maddie, how do you feel about 7-person juries?
I literally have no idea. I don't even know what that means. Like, I don't even know how many people are in my jury.
I think you had a 9. You had a 9-person jury.
Yeah, I mean, like, smaller the better. Less better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Question from Jonathan. How do you think Ryan will play to pay back Canada? I think that Ryan is going to start talking about how Canada loves him. And oh, yeah. He is
I can see him becoming totally unbearable. Like, even more so than maybe he's been before. I could see him being totally unbearable.
I literally, as I was saying that, I was reading a tweet, Ryan to Ali, Canada likes me and that's awesome. Canada saved me and that's awesome.
Oh, man. See, that's the thing is, like, I don't really think Ryan's that annoying, but I feel like I will be annoyed when I don't like it when people are like, America loves me or Canada loves me or whatever. I don't like that at all. So I'm going to start getting annoyed with Ryan now. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Question from Andrew. Was there a U.S. Big Brother twist that screwed someone out of jury? I guess what you mean before jury, like what we saw tonight. I was going to say Jesse Big Brother 11, but he did make jury. Any pre-jury Big Brother U.S. people? I guess maybe Cameron or Jody. Like, those are the people that get screwed in U.S.
Yeah, the first people. That's always bad.
But yeah, not usually a big pre-jury twist to screw people over in the U.S.
Not really. But I feel like it's even worse to have the Jody or Cameron move pulled on you. That's way worse than just missing out on jury.
Johnny talking to Kayla. I can see that. Yeah. Ryan a favorite. I can see that. But oh, man, okay. They all think Ryan's a favorite now. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Ryan is our winner. Oh, boy.
He's going to be like, this is what we get. I'm a super fan. The super, like, for you, super fans. It's like, you've not watched enough to call yourself a super fan.
And no way. Super fan, you would not be on the blog 5 times.
So. Yeah, seriously. Not good.
Roy asks, why was Ali so hesitant to take out Erica? She seemed super ready to do it this week. That's something
that Ali's fucking smart.
Well, that's something that we talked about this morning. Johnny was informed by Will that Paris and Maddie are pushing for Will to work with Dayla. So Johnny now knows that Paris and Maddie are working with Dayla. So Johnny tried to warn Allie and Liv, hey guys, I'm worried about Maddie trying to pull in Dayla. And that got in Allie's head. She started thinking about it. She didn't believe it at first, but it did get into her head. And she started thinking, maybe we should keep Erica around. Maybe we should take a shot at Maddie first. And that clearly materialized enough to the point where she did try to prevent this from happening tonight. But as we mentioned at the top of the show, a little too late.
Yep.
Do you think Allie will be like mad at Dayla for not putting up Maddie?
No,
like, will
because
that be a sign that like, oh my God, Johnny was right. Dayla is working with Maddie. Do you think Allie will be like the fuck?
I don't think so, because Derek is still like, they're still in power. So like, there's no, like, even if she was angry, like she needs to shut it down. Yeah. Right. Like, and I think that Allie is somebody in particular who very much like, if somebody's in power, she just genuinely likes them more.
Whoa. That's what I should have done. <It's> my <downfall. laughs>
Let's see. Question. Who do you think Canada hates more, Kayla or Johnny?
Definitely Kayla.
Kayla, yeah.
Which Johnny's is unfortunate. I like them both. I like them both. I really do. I like Johnny because I think he's been playing a really good game so far, and I hope he can keep it up. And I like Kayla because she's not afraid. I feel like she's willing to do what she has to do, and I like that about her. And the fact that they're giving her this villain edit, I don't see that on the feeds as her being a villain, but they're totally giving her a villain edit right now, and I'm not a huge fan, but okay.
It's hard because I sympathize with Kayla because I'm like, I don't really think it's an edit that she's getting. I think this is literally just how she gets when she's fired up, which is like a completely normal human being way to act, especially when like she's a competitive person. I totally understand. I'm competitive too. I was exactly the same way when I was HOH. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely just like, I more or less don't like her because I'm like, she had such a good chance of going really far. But then the fact that she went all like crazy and like jumped the gun a bit, I'm like, damn it, girl. Like, you know, like I feel like you kind of just ruined it. I don't know. It's hard. I feel like I'm going to really like her as a person, and I'll see her in like 3 weeks, but it's just she got too fired up too quick.
Yeah. We have a question from the franchise. Any chance Ryan exposes Johnny, telling everyone that he's a fan? This is another conversation that happened last night, where Johnny, with his jury management, won Ryan's vote by telling him, I'm actually secretly a big fan of the show. I've watched the feeds. I've watched every season. He talked a little bit about his game, like ready for Ryan to leave. But guess what? Ryan is not leaving. So now Ryan has a lot of information on Johnny. Do we think that Ryan is going to reveal that information, Melissa?
It's totally possible because it's also interesting because like when they cheersed and they were like cheers to the final nine or whatever, and then Johnny's like, and also Ryan, cheers to Ryan, and it's like, oh, so you weren't including him in like all of your cheers because you all thought he was going home. And so the way that Johnny was treating him was like as if he was a dead man walking, and now he's a zombie, he's alive, so he's risen from the dead. And so I feel like it's totally possible that Ryan could reveal that stuff, because the second people start saying, we've got to get Ryan, I'm sorry, we got to get rid of you because you're a super fan or whatever, all he has to do is say, well, Johnny is a super fan, he's watched more than me, and then people are really gonna, I mean, he's totally gonna bring that
up, and also like
keep that zipped up.
How many super fans actually win Big Brother Canada? Like, pretty much none. Yeah, so.
Well, I don't know. The brothers were big fans, or at least one of them was.
No, they weren't. They literally were like, we love the show. Like, right after we were like, oh, what seasons have you seen? They're like, none. Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
There you go.
We love it. It's our favorite show. We've never seen it.
Yeah, I love it so much.
Question from Brock Mara. Who was more screwed over, Erica or Mitch? What do you think, Maddie?
I don't know. Erica probably.
I think it was Mitch.
I know, it's hard because I think it was Mitch too, because like he didn't know that was going to happen, and then like she came back and then his game was ruined. But I don't know. I feel like
a lot of people were targeting Erica next week, whereas like nobody was targeting Mitch.
Mitch.
Yeah.
You're right. It's hard.
So yeah,
I love them both.
I would say Mitch. Mitch not happy about. I saw Mitch tweet about the twist as well.
I love Mitch.
Ryan was so, it's funny because when Ryan was talking to Johnny and Johnny was mentioning like he's aligned with Erica and, you know, might take Erica to the final two. And they were, Ryan was so pumped. He was like, all gay final two. That'll be so great. Don't you dare cut Erica, Johnny. Nope, not anymore.
I don't know why people talk about who they're taking to final two. Like literally, that's just like, if you want to make it look like you're unreliable, talk about who you're taking to final two.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like it's better to keep it vague.
Yeah, exactly. Just be like, I don't know yet. There's so much game left. True.
It is true.
Brandon on Twitter says, ask Maddie if she could have teamed up with anyone from the season. Who would you have teamed up with?
And that's a good question.
As horrible as it sounds, probably Kayla. Like probably only because we would have like started off as like really good friends because we have really similar interests. So it would have started off like just being homies. But then I feel like, well, if Derek was in the game, I don't know if I would team up with her. Because then I look like a Kelsey, Raul, and Jared. No one likes the third. It's hard being a three because then everyone looks at you like the three. Like no matter what, they'll always have one vote. So I probably would have teamed up with Johnny because I love him.
Because I love him.
All right. Well, it looks like the plan right now is Derek wants to nominate Johnny and Will.
I called it. Woo! And the best.
Okay. Will is not mad at Johnny. He's talking to Johnny. He's hoping that Ryan gets put up next to Johnny, but probably won't happen from what Derek is saying right now, at least. Yes, Johnny looking like the target, looking like he is a goner this week. Roy, one more question from Roy. In an alternate universe where Mikey and Kirsten entered the house, which house guest do you think would still be in the game right now? Well, obviously Kirsten would be on her way to winning, right, Melissa?
Yeah, oh, duh. Of course.
What?
The gate crashes, one of the gate crashes was a friend of ours, and
I didn't even know either of them.
Yeah, she, unfortunate, she got, stopped at the gates. She got carded.
Yeah. I would have way rather seen her than Veronica. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Here we go.
I would have loved to see her in the game. Very unfortunate.
Yeah. Veronica all right. Not
well, I believe that's all we've got for you tonight. Do you guys have a hashtag in the chat? Let us know if you have any ideas for a hashtag for this episode.
I liked hashtag we are the 12%.
Yes.
That was funny.
3%. Good show on Netflix. Check it out.
Oh, is that sponsored? Are we sponsored now?
Yeah, I've been sponsored by TV shows lately. That's I've been tweeting out my TV recommendations. We're the 12%. I do like that. So of course we've got some great stuff headed your way. I will be live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything happening on these live feeds right now. Update you on the hopefully finalized plan for nominations. And then Monday night, Rob will be back to recap the veto episode, or not the, no, sorry, the nominations episode of Big Brother Canada 6. And lots of stuff happening there. Of course, check out The Taran Show. I talked to Haley Strong this week, and my next interview coming Monday night, Tuesday morning, June Song, the wonderful Ooh. June. Very, very excited about my conversation with June. Very happy for you guys to listen to that one. I think that's all we've got for you. Maddie, any final thoughts?
Tell Erica I love her.
Yes. All right. Where can people find you on social media, Maddie?
I don't have social media. I'm just kidding. Find me on Instagram at Maddie Pavel. What up?
All right. And yes, of course, check out my interview with Erica coming tomorrow. I'll probably be sad talking to her. I'll let her know that Maddie loves her, and she'll be like, how did you know Maddie loves me if she's still in the house?
She'll be like,
which Maddie?
Who's Maddie? Yeah. That's what you're saying.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on the Reality TV Wrap-Ups feed or the dedicated Big Brother feed. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taran. Melissa is at It's Melissa with three A's. Thank you for laughing at that.
I was like, what?
What?
For Maddie and Melissa, I am Taryn Armstrong. Hashtag we are the 12%. I'll see you next time.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.